Business AM.
Radio Special Cybersecurity.
Welkom opnieuw, u kijkt of luistert nog steeds naar Business AM, een special over cybersecurity. En wel met Xenia Iliouk, hoofd research bij Detector Media. Ms. Iliouk, you mentioned before that companies suffer $7.8 billion. Is this a number that is going to rise more in the future? Are you surprised by this number?
Not surprised, definitely, and indeed it's gonna rise because this is the number of basically pre-pandemic, and pandemic actually became a huge catalyst for even more and more flows of malign information campaigns. So unfortunately, but this is a number that is definitely gonna rise, and it's gonna definitely rise in the direction of much more sophisticated using technology development malign information campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to business. Is it possible for companies, you think, to give their staff certain guidelines to incorporate an initial safety perimeter? I'm thinking stricter passwords, a ban on clicking on anything, and a course in attentiveness to make staff more alert to this information?
I think indeed, as I mentioned, that this is a required skill nowadays to be to understand on the basic level how the malign information campaigns work and how can you protect yourself. So I think education is the first thing. Then the guidelines as well. We also had some kind of guidelines. We had the practice of developing such kind of guidelines for companies that help even on the emotional level, like how to read the piece of information, how to read the news, because it's very important to understand that here your private and corporate life are very much interconnected when it comes to how we consume information, how we read, how we share. And also what is very important, the other part is that we've had unfortunately cases when the company employees were sharing some conspiracy theories contributing to malign information campaigns that company was suffering from. So indeed, extra education is very much needed.
Mm-hmm. In these 8 years that you've been head of research by Detector Media, can you summon up some key findings?
I think the first finding is that malign information campaigns, they know no boundaries, no limitations, and they are, unfortunately, those who are doing it are never playing by the rules. The second one, I think, is that malign information campaigns becoming more and more hybrid with every day. Within the last year, for instance, we've seen more and more cyber and communication fields collapsing. And I think this is that something that's gonna happen more and more often. And the third is that malign information campaign in its nature definitely now a business and a matter of everyone, and this is again the thing that is no longer about just facts, truth. This is more about how some people try to weaponize our everyday lives and to pit one community against another community.
Mm-hmm. Is it becoming more personal, you think?
To some extent, yes, it's becoming more personal in different aspects, but I think on a very practical even level, it's becoming targeted more and more personally. For instance, what we've seen within the last year is that much more and more information is being sent directly via corporate email to the person, or via some messengers containing a very tailored message and a very a link or a file that is very tailored to a specific person.
Phishing
that actually contains it.
Phishing emails and stuff?
Phishing emails included. There were so many cases when phishing email was now being sent not just usually, as we know, phishing, but just as like explaining that, like, okay, this is the policy update, and here is the video of your CEO telling you about it, and you see the preview of the video, you see your CEO over there talking, but then it's a deep fake. It contains some malicious basically component of the program and some other stuff, but it also at the same time delivers some very destructive messages.
Mm-hmm. In order to those malign campaigns, can you detect a pattern so that you can predict cyber attacks?
Yes, that's actually also because they are much more and more working in synergy. So we see that most of cyber attacks, they are either you have the malign information campaigns that is preparing to the cyber incident or supervising it in the process. So indeed, by analyzing information environment, you can do that. And we've had quite a bunch of cases where we've got the indicators from the information environment, from this coordinated behavior in messaging or spreading the specific even piece of content, indicated that there's gonna be there's a high risk. Let's say that there's a high risk of cyber incident happening.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see more disinformation, in traditional or social media?
Of course, social media, because in traditional media, there are, of course, a lot of questions we could ask, and there are a lot of things that there is huge room for improvement in terms of quality journalism and stuff. But still, there are some kind of rules, and there is some co-regulation, there is reputation on stake. While on social media, everyone could create content, and you never know. And I always say it to, especially on social media that are hybrid social media, that include this messaging, like Telegram, for instance, when you could have basically a group chat of your neighbors. I have, for instance, that the group chat of my neighbors, we have like 1,000 people in there. So I definitely don't know 1,000 of my neighbors. But that's the point. I would never know if this is my neighbor texting in the chat, or this is something someone specifically sitting in the chat to spread some kind of malicious information. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very careful because of that.
Yeah. So you think Telegram is one of the main sources of malign information? Does it affect on the companies as well?
Of course, it's very important to hear say about the geography, because in some countries, especially when it comes to Eastern Europe, Telegram has become one of the main grounds for malign information campaigns, like very often like a starting point. But we see the same pattern being transferred to other countries more and more. And it's quite interesting because the Telegram, for instance, it could be less popular in, for instance, Northern Europe, but it could be very popular in some countries in Global South. Mm-hmm. So it's like very, and still we see a lot of malign information coming from there. But of course, it largely depends on the region, on the media consumption, because what disinformation campaigns are good at is actually knowing their audiences.
Mm-hmm. I also read somewhere that you or that people in Ukraine are working with information volunteers. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's as I mentioned that this kind of threat awareness coming from disinformation and malign information campaigns is very high, and it became very personal. So a lot of people, just meaning general audience, that they have no education in any kind of field of communication, they decided that they want to contribute to promoting truth and to showing that, to exposing some of the malign information campaigns. So these are just the people that are voluntarily from their personal pages on social media, try to share with each other, first of all, the kind of messages they want to promote, they want to talk about, and they do it. And it's actually very interesting because this is a completely grassroots thing. It never had one kind of center of coordination. And all of these groups, they were just appearing, and just people were just coordinating with each other with this only main goal to promote truth so that Ukrainians and the rest of the world would know what is actually happening.
Mm-hmm. We saw several attacks to Ukraine infrastructure from Russia. How well prepared are you for cyber attacks?
Oh, that's a very tough question, because of course we are trying to do as much as possible in terms of technological preparation, in terms of human preparation, meaning that all of the colleagues are aware what to do and what not to do in the case of the incident and stuff. But of course, we are always try to be very critical of our preparedness to it. But I think overall, so far, Ukrainian state agencies and Ukrainian companies proved to be very resilient to cyber attacks, because so far it's very hard for me to name even 10 cyber incidents that were so successful that some processes had stopped for the whole day or something like that. So I would say we are doing so far so good, but there is always room for improvement.
We zijn zo terug met Xenia Iliuk voor het laatste deel van deze Cybersecurity Special.
Business AM. Radio Special Cybersecurity.